Listen now to the Word of God from the Book of Revelation. Then came one of the seven angels with the seven plagues, and he spoke to me, saying, Come, I will show you the doom of the great harlot, who is seated on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed vice, and the dwellers on earth have been drunk with the wine of her vice. So he bore me away, wrapped in the Spirit, to the desert, where I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, covered with blasphemous titles. It had seven heads and ten horns. The woman was clad in purple and scarlet. Her ornaments were of gold and precious stones and pearls. In her hand was a golden cup full of all earth's abominations and impurities of vice, and on her forehead a name was written by way of symbol: Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and all abominations on earth. I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the witnesses of Jesus. And as I looked at her, I marveled greatly. But the angel said to me, Why marvel? I will explain to you the mystery of the woman and of the beast with the seven heads and the ten horns, who carries her. The beast you have seen was, is not, but is to rise from the abyss. Yet to perdition he shall go, and all the dwellers on earth will wonder, all those whose names have not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life, when they see how the beast was, is not, but is coming. Now for the interpretation of the discerning mind. The seven heads are seven hills on which the woman is seated. Also they are seven kings, of whom five have fallen, one is living, and the other has not arrived yet. And when he does arrive, he is only to stay for a little while. As for the beast, which was and is not, he is an eighth head. He belongs to the seven, and to perdition he shall go. As for the ten horns you have seen, they are ten kings who have no royal power as yet, but receive royal authority for an hour along with the beast. They are of one mind, and they confer their power and authority upon the beast. They shall wage war on the Lamb, but the Lamb will conquer them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. The Lamb, the elect, the chosen, the faithful who are with him. He told me the waters that you saw on which the harlot is seated are peoples and hosts and nations and tongues. As for the ten horns you have seen, they and the beast will hate the harlot, lay her waste and strip her naked, devouring her flesh and burning her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to execute his purpose, by having one mind and conferring their royal power upon the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. As for the woman you have seen, she is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. After that I saw another angel descend from heaven, great in might. His radiance lit up the earth, and with a strong voice he shouted aloud, Fallen! Fallen is Babylon the Great, a haunt of demons now, the den of all foul spirits, a cage for every foul and loathsome bird, for all the nations have drunk the wine of the passion of her vice. The kings of earth have committed vice with her, and by the wealth of her wantonness, earth's traders have grown rich. And I heard another voice from heaven crying, Come out of her, O my people, that you share not her sins, that you partake not her plagues. For high as heaven her sins are heaped, and God calls her misdeeds to reckoning. Render to her what she rendered to others. Aye, double the doom for all she has done. Mix her draught double in the cup that she mixed for others. As she gloried and played the wanton, so give her like measure of torture and tears. Since in her heart she vaunts, A queen I sit, No widow I, tears I shall never know. So shall her plagues fall in a single day, pestilence, tears, and famine. She shall be burnt with fire, for strong is God the Lord her judge. You've been listening to the Message and Counsel of God from the Book of Revelation.